The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom! Come out and meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know not the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, the Sunday school teacher was testing the children in her class one morning to see if they understood the concept of getting to heaven. She said, "If I sold my house and my car and gave all my money to the church, would that get me into heaven?" The children answered, "No." "Again, if I cleaned the church every day and kept everything neat and tidy, would that get me into heaven?" Again, the children answered, "No." "Again, well then, if I was too kind to animals, gave candy to children, and loved my husband, would that get me into heaven?" Again, they all answered, "No." Well, the teacher continued, "How do I get into heaven?" A 5-year-old boy shouted out, "You have to be dead." Yes, my dear friends, this Sunday readings brings the usual warning about the preparation for the end of the world and end of our own time and our passage to another world. That tells us that searching and watching and growing heart is essential for a lively and dynamic faith in God. They asked us whether we are ready for these events and how we are preparing for them. So, each person is endowed with an intellectual, and that will assist him to face challenges, the great or small. The parental care under which the child grows until reaching the age of maturity is a guarantee that the child is well equipped with the wisdom to chalk out lifespan. Jesus, our great teacher, uses wisdom to take his message forward. Through the parable of 10 virgins, he teaches that the virgin would it not take the flask of oil and exclude it from the wedding feast. So, my dear friends, God is pleased when we ask for an increase of wisdom, and generously he always grants it to us. The author wants to show the Jewish people that the true wisdom is found in God's revelation, not in pagan nor pagan philosophies. Wisdom is a capacity to live well and make good decision about things. Such wisdom is only possible with good judgment coming from the true experience and everyday knowledge. There are many people with advanced academic degrees who have very little wisdom, and there are lots of people who have no degrees who are true wisdom figures and reflect the wisdom of God. The first reading of today reminds us that we need to seek wisdom, and once we find it, we must treasure it. Those who are watchful enough to find and welcome wisdom will also find, and that they will be prepared for the rest of the journey. In the second reading, Paul throws a light on the topic that bothered the Christians, namely the status of the Christian who have died before coming of the Lord Jesus. The idea was prevalent among the Christians at that time that the second coming of Christ was imminent. Some believed that people who died before the second coming of Christ would remain in their graves and would not be able to meet the Lord. Paul's answer is Christ's resurrection. Our faith is based on the Christ's resurrection. Our death is only the passing to a new life in a way with God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our faith must make us believe that Jesus is fully true God and truly man, and lead us to the Father. It will follow that God who raised Jesus will raise those who died believing in him. Yes, my dear friends, in fact, far from being left out of glorious events associated with the second coming of the Lord, they will have the precedence over those who still living. The gospel of today contains the parable of the wise and the foolish virgin. The virgin, 10 in number, awaits the bridegroom's return to his home from the bride's house, to which he has gone to bring the bride to his own house. At his return with his bride, the wedding feast begins at his household. This is the normal practice in Jewish wedding. The unusual elements concern the virgins. Some take extra oil for the lamps, but others do not. Because the groom is delayed, they were all in sleep. On being awakened by the announcement of the bridegroom is coming, the foolish virgins realized that they do not have the enough oil, and they went out to buy the oil. While they are away, the groom arrives and all go into the marriage feast. Yes, my dear friends, the foolish, the virgins, find themselves locked out. So during this story, the moral of this story is, watch therefore. We do not know when the Son of Man, the day or the hour comes. Yes, my dear friends, the whole point of this parable is that we must be ready for the Lord. To be ready for the Lord, we must be willing to wait for the Lord. Probably all of us who are here really want to be with the Lord. Do we believe our lives in such a way that we are always ready for Him? Wise Christians live each day in the light of Jesus' vision. They are ready to put the commandment of love into practice by kindness and forgiveness. When we eventually hear the final call, "Get up, the Master is coming," we will not be worried, but happy and receive Him, to meet him. Yes, my dear friends, as well as the world friends and our family. That's why God has promised in Daniel 12 chapter verses 3, it says, "Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heaven, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Amen."